Virgin Radio HQ to the UAE. Chris Fade.
So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear.
Pretty Malik.
Don't listen to Chris.
And Big Rossi.
Want more food, yes.
Stop.
The biggest prizes.
You just won! Yeah. 50,000 euro!
Biggest stars.
Bassem Youssef.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yo, what up? This is Usher, and I'm rocking with Chris Fade. Yeah, man.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4. Let's get
it. Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live across the UAE. Good morning, 6:02. It's a Friday!
It's a different kind of Friday today.
Mohammed making the coffee right now is freaking out. He's like, what's wrong with these people? We are live from the Al Habtor showroom on Sheikh Zayed Road because today is the day that 27 lucky winners are coming to pick up their cars.
I cannot wait to see everyone.
Can you believe we've given away 27 cars in like 2 weeks?
It's just been incredible. I never would have thought, you know, I put this up on my Instagram last night as well. It's a career highlight to be able to give away 27 cars.
You're right,
in this
pretty.
Span.
You're right.
Yeah, it's not over our entire career. Yep. We gave it away in like
two weeks, right? Isn't that crazy?
That's insane to think about.
I'm talking to my friends that work on TV and radio in Australia, and they're like, did you really give away 27 cars in 2 weeks? I'm like, yep. But that's what we do, and it was all for a perfect reason, which is great. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I love. It was for a good reason. People that desperately needed the cars. So the guys are going to be making their way around 7 a.m. this morning. We're going to have some fun with them on the show. We're going to hand them their keys. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be so good.
Thank you, Lord Rossi, for making it today on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Yes, I am here. Yep. I'm ready for the show. I can't wait.
There we go.
To see the faces when I authorize the giving over of the cars.
You got nothing
you're
to do with it.
You're not authorizing anything.
Yeah, you know nothing. We actually want you to leave when they're here.
Why? Why?
Because we want to put up a good, like, you know, we've got a reputation to uphold here, Rossi.
You look like you're planning something on the side, like world domination. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Why did you just look me up and down there?
I know, like you look
I'm just
weird.
Looking for something to...
pick on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to look, yeah. I mean, why are you getting an Uber everywhere? Why don't you, like, drive?
I don't want to drive.
What does that have to do with anything we're talking about right
him,
now?
It frustrates him.
It frustrates me, like, because I don't understand. Like, sometimes you'll get an Uber to work when you've got, like, 17 cars at home.
Because sometimes after the show, I'm going somewhere where I don't need to drive. So someone will come and pick me up.
Oh, wow. What a life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I just...
What a life.
One day I hope to achieve...
We both had the same opportunities, Rossi.
Moving swiftly on.
No, you didn't.
Stop it, you two. I'm moving the show forward.
All right.
Because in the next 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away 5,000 dirhams cash.
Okay, yeah. So
one
listen.
Last chance.
You got to help us choose the next song that gets selected. If you select it and you get through, you then go in the running to win the 5,000 dirhams cash with Asta Pharmacy, which we're going to give away in the next 10 minutes. It's pretty set. So first step is get through. Help us choose the next song, all right? 04871-5544. It's your Friday morning.
Pick my hits.
Aveline, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, you superstar. You've just won 750 dirham hamper courtesy of Asta Pharmacy. Well done.
That's fantastic. What a great prize on Friday. Thank you.
Right, what a Friday vibe. What are you doing? It's 6:07. What's happening?
Busy getting ready for work. Last day of school for the week.
Are you a teacher, are you?
I am a teacher, that's fine.
What grade do you teach?
Year 6.
Okay. Year 6. My daughter's in year 7 now.
I'm very confused by these years and grades and things.
It's confusing. The schooling, because there's two different systems going on. So it's weird. Like you go to grade 13 or something, don't you?
11.
Yeah, that's right. So year 6 would be grade 5.
See, yeah, that's confusing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm confused as well. I mean, I pay for my kids' schooling. I don't know what I'm paying for.
Sometimes I'll ask Chris, like, what grade are his kids in? And he gets so confused, he confuses me. But I'm like, wait, this age. This doesn't make sense.
What are my kids at? Why are my kids like, I mean, grade five, year six or something? And I'm like, what?
Yeah. I mean, your kids. I know all of the grades. Obviously, it just proves that I'm a better parent, I think.
Yeah, you are, Ross.
Oh, my gosh, that's such a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, you're a better parent. You're a better parent. Mean. You drop kick. All right.
Aveline, save me.
Hold on.
An intense morning so far.
Aveline, sorry. It's only been 9 minutes and I want to go home.
Aveline, just hold on because one half of Cancelled have just rocked in. Dean Curtis is here. Dean, what are you doing? Oh, I love it. Dean's here. Nice. We're live at the Al Hub Tour showroom right now, Aveline, because in about an hour, you know all those cars we gave away, those 27, they're coming to pick them up. How cool is that?
Wonderful. That's going to be a really special morning.
It's going to be special. Well, listen, you've got the Asta Pharmacy, by the way. These guys are fantastic.
Yes.
We're about to, you're in the running to win 5,000 dirhams cash, which we're going to make that call in about like 8 minutes or something. But
yeah.
Asta Pharmacy are fantastic. They do a great job as well.
Absolutely. They want to make your dream come true as well. It's called Asta Pharmacy's Dream and Redeem. Your chance to win 25,000 dirhams in store as well. So you have into that as well.
All right. Well, good luck. Good luck. Now, you got to help choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. So here we go. Good luck to you. Nala is first. First up, firstly, good morning, Nala, in Media City in our studios. Nala,
good
what are we
morning.
Playing?
Okay, I want to hear Let Me Love You, Neo.
Girl, let me love you, and I will love you until you learn to love yourself. Girl, let me love you, I know you're trouble.
All right, thank you, Nala. Pretty Malik, what would you like Aveline to choose today?
Aveline, I feel like you're my girl and you feel me on this. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 miles.
I'm way downtown, walking fast. Faces pass and I'm homebound.
I love this song so much.
All right. Dropkick Rossi, what do you want to...
This next song was massively popular in South Africa for teachers, believe it or not. This is Return of the Mac, Mark Morrison. Lekker. Yeah. Here I go.
Alrighty.
What a great song.
Aveline, I think you and I, you're going to love this. Just hit it. It's Bohemian Rhapsody. Queen, hit it. Where's my hook?
There's an N.
Hold on.
That's all you get. Okay, Aveline, pick your song.
No.
Mama! Okay.
What a song.
Whatever.
All 10 minutes of it.
All right. Thank you, Nala. Can you get a hook next time? Thanks. Aveline, there are the four options. Which one would you like?
Oof, okay, really tough choice, but I'm going to go with, because it's my mom's birthday today, I'm going to go with Chris's song. Oh,
I absolutely love you. You are born a champion. And did you say it was your mom's birthday or something? Is that what you just said?
Yep. Yes, yes, that's right. Today's my mom's birthday. Sweet. She's a big Queen fan.
And what's her name?
Hazel.
Happy birthday, Hazel.
Yay.
Thank you so much. This is your song for you, Hazel. As you celebrate your birthday, it is Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody on Virgin Radio. Yeah, baby.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
That is one of the most epic songs of all time, Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody. Live on Virgin Radio 104.4. That is a happy birthday message to Hazel. We've had to cut the song short because it goes for another 14 minutes.
Yes, basically, but well done. It is a great song.
I get the point.
Yes,
what's our point update then?
So, Chris, you're in the lead with 13. I'm on 8. Nala's on 5. Rossi's on 4.
Ah, good. Dropkick Rossi's in last position. We like that.
Yep.
We like that.
Used to it.
Yes, exactly.
And you're being an Evertonian.
And you're,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. You'll probably be relegated soon out of your house.
Well, we've got a bet on that. 10,000 dirhams.
Guys, It's a Friday. Yeah. The vibes are great. We're giving away 27 cars. Stop
touched
it.
The nerve, didn't I? Telling him that I'm a better dad. That's what it is. I've touched the nerve.
You both are wonderful fathers. Let's
who's
not
better,
question.
Though? Who's better? No,
you guys are amazing.
Thank you.
I don't think your kids really love you.
Oh, Chris! Take it back from the universe. Take it back.
Actually, I think you're right.
Say sorry. Say sorry right
this
now.
This music makes it even more. Sorry, Rossi. No, they love you. They do love you.
That's the thing about
but I'm not sure about your wife.
Chris, can you just stop it?
That's too much.
Take it back.
Who's that that you WhatsApped us this morning on our group? Was that from your wife? Your pancreas?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mama.
We're live on Virgin Radio. Good morning. It's 6:17. We are here at the Al Habtor showroom. It's a beautiful showroom. And the reason why we're here is, you know, those 27 cars we gave away over the last 2.5 weeks to people that needed them because they lost their cars in those floods, they're going to come and pick the cars up. I love this. All 27 are coming here, which is going to be brilliant. So that's coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. So make sure you hang out with us. Oh, Asta Pharmacy. You know, we put you in the running not only to win these 750 dirham hampers. Someone's going to win 5,000 dirhams cash right now. All of them are on hold, but only one of them is going to win. If you won the hamper this week, you are in the running to win 5,000 dirhams cash. Make your dreams come true with Asta Pharmacy's Dream and Redeem. You could win up to 25,000. And dirhams to fulfill your dreams. Just shop in store for 200 dirhams or above across the great range of skincare, hair, beauty, nutrition, mother and baby care, and all products. And you could be winning 25,000 dirhams cash. You can go into any Asta Pharmacy or give them a WhatsApp, even 800 700 600. 5,000 dirhams cash right now.
Yes.
Are we ready to do this?
We're ready to do this.
Who is going to walk away with the 5,000 dirhams cash? Let's go to line at number 5 here. Leo, yeah. You've won 5,000, mate.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, man. Oh. Asta Pharmacy, 5,000 dirhams cash is in your pocket, Leo.
Oh, my goodness, man. This is great. You made my day, bro.
Good on you, bro. What are you going to do with the money? What are you going to do with 5K?
You know, actually, Chris, like what you have done, it's a history, giving away the cars. And I even lost the car because of the flooding. I didn't get selected. I mean, I know it's a community job. Yeah. So I'm going to use this money to fix my car. You know, I took it to the garage. They told me it will cost around like 8,000 plus. But okay. This will help me a lot, bro. A lot.
Yeah. I love that, bro. I love that.
That's amazing.
All right, man. Well, listen, God bless you. Have a great weekend, and we'll get you that 5K soon, okay?
Oh, thanks so much. God bless you, too.
See you, mate. Lots of love. There it is. Give him a big round of applause. Thanks to Asta Pharmacy as well for being part of this. We appreciate you. Gossip coming up next.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Goss, right now, Pretty, what have you got?
Okay, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, are they getting a divorce? I do not believe this story. I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
So this is what's going on. Basically, a lot of people are saying that Ben Affleck has been photographed going in and out of a house in an area where they don't have a house. And J-Lo's been at their house, but Ben hasn't been at that house. And everyone's like,
people are bored. The guy's gone to see a friend or something, and now he's having an affair. And
it's, I don't know, but it's just like, he's not there. J-Lo's looking at houses. The two have not been publicly seen together. You know, J-Lo co-chaired the Met Gala, which is a really big deal.
Okay.
Ben did not walk the red carpet with her. And everyone's like, oh, but he's filming The Accountant 2 right now. However, he was at Tom Brady's roast in L.A., which was like, what, 2-3 days apart? So everyone's like, what is going on with these two? Are they okay?
Well,
I think they're okay.
If there was trouble in paradise, as they say,
yeah,
why would he be going to big public events like the roast on his own? You know,
well, that's the thing. They're going to events on their own.
You'd hide away, wouldn't you?
Exactly. So I think people are just trying to cause some trouble. Leave them alone. Leave me alone.
Okay. Yeah, they're fine. What's next?
Well, let's talk about another couple. I know this is Chris's favorite, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Every day.
You've been to Lake Como, Italy, right?
Oh, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world, Lake Como.
Well, if you would like to vacation like the celebrities do.
Yeah, I can tell you.
How much do you need for one night there, Chris?
Oh, it depends on what you want.
Well, I want to be like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
I went on to Airbnb and hired a villa.
I'll tell you right now, they are not Airbnb-ing it.
I bet you they are.
They're not.
Where are they staying?
Real celebrities don't do that.
I don't know where they're staying.
They're
staying at a place that's $21,000 a night.
It'd be an Airbnb.
You think so?
100%.
No,
It'd be some ridiculous villa right next to George Clooney's.
I think what happens...
It's probably George Clooney's house.
And I reckon that's exaggerated.
$21,000?
Yeah.
I think it makes sense for a four-night secret romantic getaway. Bless you.
Sorry, four nights was $21,000 or
no,
one night?
No, per night.
No, because, I mean, I stayed in a pretty epic house, and it was nothing near that, and it was, like, epic. And it was, like, five doors down from George Clooney. I knocked on his door.
No, you didn't.
Security came. No, I did. Honestly, I didn't knock on the door, but I was with Mum and Dad and Brianna. We pulled out. Yeah. Like, we went to his driveway. Massive gates.
Yeah.
And we just sort of looked, and we took a photo, and then security came out. It's all secured up.
That's crazy.
And then I took a boat on Lake Como because you can get a boat.
Yeah.
You don't need a license in Lake Como to drive a boat.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. So they gave me a boat. I mean, I had to rent the thing. Had no idea how to drive a boat.
Yeah.
But I was driving a boat and I drove it to the backyard of George Clooney's house because you can see it.
Now this is stalker level.
Yeah.
George. Okay. Well, and finally, Travis Kelce's teammate, we talked about this yesterday, Harrison Butker. He's the guy who did that speech at the university.
Have we got the speech?
Yeah. Can we hear a little bit of it?
This is this guy yesterday or the other day at a university, at a college, talking to thousands of students. And have a listen to what he said.
I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
So now all these people have gotten together and have started a petition online.
Yep.
And there's hundreds of thousands of people who have signed this petition to get him kicked off the Kansas City Chiefs. They're saying that the management has to take some accountability for this guy and dismiss him because he's perpetuating misogynistic behavior.
Listen, I don't think they should be kicked off a team. I think that's you know, his ability as an athlete is one thing, but his personal beliefs of saying that a woman's my wife's life began when she met me, married me, and had children. That is, like, disgusting.
The weirdest thing to me in this whole thing is that his mother is a physicist.
Yeah.
At a renowned hospital in Atlanta. She's a career woman herself.
That's interesting.
But he would have management. He would have a team behind him. He's not like just a guy off the street. Like, he's a star athlete on a big team. How could someone not have gone and said, hey, let me see what you're going to say here? And just gone, yeah, no, I don't think you should say that.
It's crazy
to
me.
Like, Rossi says a lot of wrong things, but he doesn't have a team behind him.
It's all me.
It's all him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I say, like, things that are totally untrue a lot of the time. Like, Chris Fade is talented and stuff like that.
Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Jasmine, you've called through. Hi, Jasmine. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say that I've been following this for the last couple of weeks. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to stay and listen at 7 o'clock because I'm a training teacher and I've got to get into school. But I'll be watching it on the podcast later. Every single day, I've been catching up with you guys on videos or podcasts. And it's such an emotional thing that you guys have done. But it's an amazing thing. This is what brings communities together. It's not about the competition to make thousands. It's not about that. This is what Dubai is about, all about giving back. And you guys have been so supportive throughout the flood, throughout the rain. So many of us have been so dependent on you. So thank you for doing this for so many people today. And I just know when I get home, I'm going to watch it. It's going to be so emotional.
Oh, that's so sweet, Jasmine. So sweet. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been really emotional for us as well. Oh, thank you so much for following the journey and, you know, listening to the podcast after and doing all that. But yeah, we're like, I think you said it right. The UAE and Dubai, it's sort of, we are a community that always like to give back and help each other out. So this is, we're playing our small part as well. So we're just doing what we're here to do, you know.
Yeah, the only thing we could do with changing is Ross's attitude a little bit, really.
Yeah.
Perfect for me.
Is this the whole reason you're on?
This is great, Jasmine. I mean, you are just, you're my favorite. You and Gav have been my favorite callers of the entire morning.
And you know, what's worrying, both of them are from my country, it sounds like.
Well, they know their people. They know their people. Jasmine, have a great day at school, and I look forward to you seeing the footage afterwards, okay?
Amazing. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You
look
too.
Forward to it. Take care.
Bye. Bye, mate.
God bless. So cute.
Second British person having a go at me.
There we go. Listen, just after 7:15 this morning, all 27 of our winners are joining us here at the Al Hubtor Motors showroom as we present their brand new car. It's going to be epic.
Virgin Radio.
We've got royalty.
Oh yes.
We have got a talented Burrell finally on the show. Little Alfie. Rossi's son is on the show.
He's not. He's on the show right now. He's not little anymore, is he?
He's a big boy.
He's how old? One. How many months? 15, 16 months?
Yeah.
And he's nearly my height.
he's like, what is going on here? Who's that guy next to me?
He's going to outgrow you, definitely.
Do you reckon? Yeah, I think so.
Make him a basketball player, Rossi.
Nah, Brits don't play basketball. They're not
break
good.
Break the mold.
They're not good at it.
I'm sure there's a lot of Brits who play basketball listening right now who disagree.
No, okay, they don't play it well.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Come on, you guys are English.
What Australians do?
Yeah, we were, I think, fourth in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've got a number of players in the NBA. Does Alfie say any words yet?
He can say dada. He can also say fade fit.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's weird.
You taught him to say that. That's brilliant.
Can he
say dada? Hi.
The way Alfie is looking at you, Chris, it's like he's never seen anything like you before in his life.
Yeah.
You're a monster.
I've got darker skin and I've got a beard. I'm like, called an Arab. Can you say that? Arab. He's only been around white people.
10K pop quiz.
So listen.
It's true.
Don't listen to him, Alfie.
The only people he's been around are like, they look like him. He has never seen anyone like me.
That's not true.
Daddy, what is this coming out of his face?
What is it coming out of his face?
A beard.
It's called a beard.
Okay.
All right, pop quiz. We are on. We are live right now, ready to take your calls, which is fantastic. Zareen, you have made it through. Good morning, Zareen.
Good morning.
You superstar. Morning. How are you? How are you for a Friday?
Oh, my God. I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
Good. You're nervous and you're excited. Well, we're about to give you an opportunity here to win 10,000 dirhams with our very good friends at Rockbank. Rockbank giving you the chance to win. Zareen, what are you doing right now?
I'm actually dropping my sister's kids to school.
Oh, she's on the school run.
School run.
It's a little bit chaotic here, Zareen, this morning. So you're dropping your kids, your sister's kids to school. That's very noble of you.
Yes.
Good on you.
Yes.
Good on you doing that. Yes. And, well, I love that. Let's try to get you some money right now. Now, remember, if you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. You've got to get all 10 to win the 10,000 dirhams, okay?
Yes.
All right. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right. Oh, your demeanor's changed. You've gone from excited to
serious.
It's game on right now. Here we go. Good luck. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Originally, Amazon only sold this product. What is it?
Pass.
Who sings the songs I Ain't Worried and Apologize?
Pass.
Solar power generates electricity from what source?
Sun.
What actor starred as Ron Burgundy in the Anchorman series?
Pass.
What company made the iPad and iPhone?
Apple.
What superhero did Henry Cavill once play?
Pass.
What boy band released the 2022 album Proof?
Pass.
What is the capital of New Zealand, Wellington or Abu Dhabi?
Wellington.
What kind of food is penne?
Pass.
What singer has a 2022 album called Equals?
Pass. I did not get the second last one.
I know it's not easy, but you've walked away with 300 dirhams. Congratulations.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome, I love it. I love that appreciation out of your voice there. Let me run through what you got wrong here. Okay, there were a few. Amazon only began selling books, interesting enough. One Republic sung those songs. Will Ferrell played Anchorman. Superman, Henry Cavill. BTS had the album called Proof. Penne Pasta. That would have got you more of the cash, but courtesy of Rack Bank, Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show. Zareen, enjoy the 300, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. I don't get the 300. She said, you too. Enjoy. I can't.
No, she's just like, have a nice day.
Hey, listen, there's the pop quiz. It's back on Monday. Another 10,000 dirhams on the line. Could be yours. All right. Coming up next, we begin to do it. It's the biggest show that we've ever done in the history of the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. I believe it's one of the biggest shows on radio globally. 27 winners are going to be joining us, all getting their car. This is Virgin Radio 104.4, hanging out on the Chris Fade Show. Guys, it's a Friday morning!
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio.
In partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
So, Pretty and Rossi, we have been part of something absolutely, the word I will use is epic, memorable, and it's Dubai Gives Back. It's such a beautiful moment because when the city and the country went through those horrible floods, many people were affected. Some people were affected to the point where, well, they couldn't get out of the rut that they were in. Many of them lost their cars. We know thousands of people lost their cars. Mm-hmm. So we came together as a radio station, as a community, to produce what this is called, Dubai Gives Back, where we've given 27 cars away over the last 2.5 weeks. Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable.
Just to think about giving away one car. We've done 27. That's just an absolutely incredible amount.
It is. And here we are at the Al Haptor Motors showroom. Everybody, hands together for Al Haptor Motors right now. Because we're here on Sheikh Zayed Road. And we have 27 of our winners standing in front of us. Should we say good morning?
Yes!
Good morning, everybody!
I love it.
This is so good to see you. Because, you know, we've spoken to most of you on Zoom, and to be able to see you guys now in the flesh is absolutely beautiful. So what we're going to do, I think we've got these beautiful big keys produced.
Yes, we've got...
Which is fabulous. We're going to hand your key and an envelope because this is the official moment that each and every single one of you will be officially receiving your brand new car.
I love this. You're going to have a brand new car. Are we feeling good, guys?
They're feeling good.
Yeah? Yes.
You know, again, there's so many things that were involved in putting this together. Firstly, for you guys that listen to this show and have been seeing it on social media, thank you for spreading the news. You know, we spread this because we want it to spread across just not only the UAE, but across the world to showcase what Dubai can do and what the UAE does, you know.
This is such a representation of the way the UAE is. Yep. I always say we're like a big neighborhood community because when something goes wrong, we all come together and help each other out. And that's exactly what this is about.
There were a few anonymous donors.
Yes.
Who will still remain silent from today. They never want to be known. They don't want to be known as the people that help bring these cars together. But there are certain individuals, and I want to say personally thank you to them for making this happen, because without that happening, we wouldn't be here today. And I still remember getting the first phone call from a certain individual who said to me, I would like to try to do this. Would you guys be part of it? And we said, of course we would.
Yeah.
So thank you to our donations.
And shout out to Amwaj Developments as well, who also donated another two cars.
Yeah, good on you, Ross. Yeah, can you hit that again, please?
Amwaj Developments, shout out to Ada. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Ada was on with the show with us yesterday. Yes. They handed over another two cars. And then Al Hub Tour Motors, they came and they said, like, what are you doing? We're going to double whatever you're doing. We're going to do. So it's here. We're live. It's a Friday morning. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is we've literally got 27 names right now. I'm not going to do them all in one go, but let's start bringing up our winners, right? Pretty and Rossi.
Let's do it.
All right. This is Virgin Radio. This is the Chris Fade Show. Everybody, we're here to party right now. Winner number one for Dubai Gives Back, Bilawal Ashraf. Where are you? Where are you? Here he is. Oh, our first winner, I remember. Hey! How are you feeling?
Oh, very excited, very happy. Thank you so much. Thank you so
good
much.
Good on you. Give him a round of applause. Oh, you get flowers as well, bro. You get flowers as well. All right, let's go to our winner number two. I can't believe we're just giving away cars like this. Car number two, Mena, where are you? Come up here, darling. Yeah. We've got the confetti. That's the sound that you're hearing. Mena, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Feeling good?
Amazing.
Oh, I love it. You got some flowers. Look at that. We're doing this. Let's go again. Car number three, Unel from Albasha. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So good. This is so good. Thank you so much. That is all yours. Save some of them. Don't do them all yet. We do need a couple at the end. Yeah. I'm talking about the confetti here. This is beautiful. All right. Car number four, Arman Khan. Where are you? All the way from Umm Al Quwain.
Oh, wow.
On behalf of Virgin Radio, Al Hub Tour Motors, ARN, the Chris Fade Show. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, mate. There you get some flowers. There we go.
I can't believe we're just giving away cars like this, guys. This is huge.
Car number five is Pamiz Muhammad. Where are you, Pamiz? Where are you? Come up. Come on down. Yes. It's like a game show.
It is.
But well done, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, mate. You're welcome. Take the flowers as well.
Pamiz, your flowers.
All right. Shah, where are you, Shah? From Karama, Shah. Where is Shah? You've got a brand new car. Shah, congratulations, mate. There we go.
Maybe our team, as I say it. our team's having a little fun with the confetti.
How are you, mate?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're feeling special today?
Yes.
Well, good on you, mate. Thanks for coming down and enjoy that brand new car.
Thank you. Thank you
so much. Oh, I love it. This is such a great feeling for us to be able to do as well. This is Virgin Radio. We're live on the Chris Fade Show. I don't even know. What time is it right now?
We are at 7:34.
7:34 on a Friday morning. Where is Mehalam Mahir from Sharjah? Where are you? Yes. You got a brand new car. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Virgin Radio. Thank you, Hopkins Motors.
I love it, bro. Well done. This is such a beautiful moment, as I keep saying. Dubai Gives Back. This is the end of it. But the end is so good when we're giving these cars away. We're seeing their smiley faces. Car number eight, Venkatesh Sal from Sharjah. Where are you? Oh, my man. Well done, brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Virgin.
You're welcome. Dean, I'm going to take you off that job in a second. Well done, bro. You can hear that that big bang. We've got the confetti all over us, which is beautiful. All right. What do you need me to do? Oh, we've got two envelopes there. Is that you? Yeah, there we go. All right. Car number nine. We're going to get into a song shortly because I know that a lot of you are listening in your cars on the way to work right now. You're just hearing us. But, like, listen, are we live at all on any social media? Are we live on anything right now? We should go live. I'll get us live shortly on Virgin Radio. But please, car number nine.
Ananth.
Where are you, Ananth? All the way, Al Qusais in Dubai. Congratulations, brother.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. You made this day very special for us.
Good on you, man. Good on you. I'm about to knock someone out. All right. Car number 10 from Sharjah, Caroline. Where are you? Yes. Caroline, congratulations.
Thank you so much, and God bless everyone.
God bless everyone as well. All right, car number 11. Albasha was hit heavily, I know it was, because Akram, you've got a brand new car as well. Akram, give him a round of applause. Woo-hoo! That's yours, mate.
Feeling good?
I feel like I'm still dreaming. Thank you, Al Haptor Motors and Virgin Radio. Thank you so much.
Your pleasure, mate. Enjoy that brand new car. We'll do one more and then we're going to get into a song. What song we got coming up next?
We're going to do headlines.
No, we should go into music.
Okay.
All right. Joseph, where are you, Joseph? Joseph Abasakera. If I get that right, Joe. Hey! Oh, Joe, there's your car key. Congratulations. The last time we spoke to you, where were you?
I was in the hospital.
You were in the hospital bed with your doctor. I'm so happy to be able to see you standing and we're looking eye to eye. How are you feeling?
I'm so good now, Chris. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much as well, brother. Give him a big round of applause. Thank you so much. All right. Should I do one more?
Yeah.
I'll do one more. All right. JVC, we know in the floods of the UAE, JVC was specifically hit very, very hard. And Angela lost her car. But Angela, we've got you a new one, darling. Here it is, your brand new car. Well done.
I'm glad and very happy. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome as well. All right, no more confetti, guys. All right, we're done. Okay?
Hey, it's a party, Chris.
Angela, well done. Congratulations. Guys, that's 12. That's 13 cars down. There's more to give away. Are we having a good morning? Yeah! It's the biggest giveaway on radio in the world, and it's right here on Virgin Radio. We're live. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show. It's your Friday morning, everybody.
Friday.
We're here at Al Haptor Motors, just off Shakeshead Road. What a beautiful showroom. If you're looking to buy a car, come down to Al Haptor Motors. They will look after you. Ask them for the Virgin Radio special. Yeah. It's a free car. No, they won't give it to you.
No,
that's not true.
But honestly, 27 cars we are giving away this morning. It is epic. I know. I think Kim's on the phone.
Is
Kim with us? Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Hi, Chris. Hi. What a great morning. What an uplifting end to the week.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I mean, how does it sound? Because we're here in the showroom just giving cars away from you in your car listening to the radio. Are you feeling what we're feeling?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sitting here crying. My eyes aren't lifting. I'm so happy for these people. What a great end.
I love that. You gave me some goosebumps there, Kim. Listen, we love you. Thanks for listening as well. Thanks for being part of the journey with us as well. So if you've been listening to the show, you've had Virgin Radio on, you're part of our family, and we always want to make a difference. Okay, we're back to it. We're up to car number 14. Should we still keep giving these? Should we give more cars away, guys?
Yeah. And you know the thing about this, we keep seeing the names and the memories keep coming back of the winners.
Right? Yeah.
I remember this guy with his brother, right?
Where's Eric from Albasha? Because you've got a brand new car, Eric. Eric, brother, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's very quiet right now. Like, what's wrong? Is everything okay? What's going on? He's
just out of words, that is the thing.
He's out of words, guys. It's emotion. Love That's it. A beautiful thing. Where's your brother? Because your brother was here with you. Right. Where is he?
Oh. Hey!
He was the loud one. Look at you guys. Congratulations.
I'm very happy for my brother.
Good on you guys. You guys are amazing. Well done. Enjoy. Give him a big round of applause once again. From Alkuz in Dubai, Kalembe Joshua, your car number 15 winner. Oh, come up here, brother. Oh. Yeah.
Our taxi driver.
That's right. Rossi's memory, impeccable. Driving taxis across the country. You were in our studio earlier on. Welcome to the Al Haptor showroom. Are you ready to get your car?
Very ready. Never better. This is a dream.
Good on you, bro. Well done. Give him a round of applause as well.
Representing Uganda. Love it.
Here we go. Discovery Gardens was very heavily hit in the floods. And we did have a resident by the name of Michael living there. Michael, where are you? Because we've got your car standing by. Come on. Dubai gives back. Well done, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Love it, mate. The confetti's in the air. It's a celebration. Oh, well done, Michael. Enjoy that. Albasha again. Rahel, where are you? Car number 17. Rahel!
Hi.
How are you?
No.
Oh, you're shaking.
Yeah.
That's good. Hold on. Hold your key. That's your brand new car right there. Give her a big round of applause,
Rahel,
as well.
Woo!
Rahel, how are you feeling?
Excited. I don't know. I can't express my feeling. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll have Tom Waters, and may God bless all of you the way you bless those who are in need. Thank you so much.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such a beautiful thing here, Pretty.
Absolutely. I can't believe it. 27 cars were given away right now.
Liwan in Dubai was an area that was also hit in these floods of the UAE.
Mm-hmm.
Hazan lost his car, but not anymore, because Hazan, you just got yourself a brand new car. Give him a big round of applause.
Well done, mate. Thank you, bro. Thanks to all of you guys. You're amazing. Thanks. Aww.
Thank you, mate. Enjoy that car. Guys, again, if you're listening to this, you know, live right now in your cars or in the office or at home, or you've got us on a podcast later on, this is truly a moment, like a very important moment for Virgin Radio Dubai.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we came here 16 years ago and we didn't know anyone, but I feel like over the years,
yeah,
we've created and built one of the biggest families and the biggest communities in the UAE, and we couldn't have done it without you guys that listen to this show, so thank you so much. Car number 19 from Sharjah, Ali Baisouni. Where are you, Ali? Habibi, yeah!
Thank you so much for Haftour, and thank you so much, Chris.
Pleasure, mate. We're honored to be able to do this. That's your brand new car. Well done, Habibi. Love it. Look at this. It's just really beautiful. Shannon Keith, where are you? Because we've got a brand new car for you as well, Shannon.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Shannon.
How are you, mate?
I'm fine, Chris.
I remember talking to you on Zoom. You were nervous. You were shaky. There were some tears. Now you've got your new car, okay?
I know.
Thank you so much. Thank you, I love the router. Thank you, Virgin Radio. Thank you so much.
And afterwards, when you came into the studio as well, it was a nice moment. It was
your
lovely
daughter, Shania.
Yeah. I know. From Al Qusais, Prakasan, where are you? Brand new car for you as well, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, mate. You go and enjoy that. Again, Al Habtour Motors, I know the team are here. Thank you to Al Habtour Motors for doing this and being part of it, opening up your showroom. It's truly tremendous. Are we live on Virgin Radio?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
We're live on Virgin Radio DXB. So if you want to go and see, if you're listening to this, but you want to see what's going on, Virgin Radio DXB, we are currently live on Instagram. Flick it on if it's safe to do so. You'll be able to see us doing what we do. Car number 22, Adil. Where are you, Adil?
Yes,
sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Virgin Radio, Al Habtour Motors. You guys are doing wonderful. It really makes us more different.
Good on you, brother. Well done. Thank you for being so kind there as well. Everyone's getting flowers. They're getting a big fake key as well. Oh, my favorite number, number 23, Muhammad. Where are you, mate? You've got yourself a brand new car.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, Momo.
Thank you so much, Al Habtour Motors.
Thank you, brother. Well done, mate. Enjoy that car. Well done. All right. Oh, there's so much confetti on the ground. It's getting slippery here, so watch out when you walk up as well, guys.
Now, this one's a special one, Chris.
It is pretty, right?
So yesterday, if you missed it, we were speaking to Zaldi on Zoom, and we told him, hang on, we got to make a decision on this car. And Chris, you got to go to Zaldi's house and surprise him with his car.
Yeah, he was barefoot and all. Now he's ready, because Zaldi, come back up here, brother.
Yeah.
You got a brand new car again, mate. Yeah, watch out. There we go. Well done. How do you feel? It's been 24 hours. This time yesterday, I was at your house. How do you feel?
Well, it's amazing, and I just couldn't believe it. And this is happening right now.
Yeah, it's happening. So
and I want to say sorry, because we made you wait for 30 minutes yesterday. Pretty and I were watching your face, and we felt so bad for you. But we knew what was coming.
But it was so good, and it's all worth it.
Yeah.
The video went up on the social media. Did a lot of your friends contact you?
Yes, they did. And I was like, no, that's not me. No. But it's all good. Thank you so much.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy the brand new car as well. Well, there's only three more to go here, guys. And then Dubai officially has given back. Mohammed Faisal Shahzad from Al Quds Dubai. Come up here, brother. Well done, mate. That car's yours, all right?
Thank you so much. Yeah, unbelievable excitement.
Sir, good on you. Watch your step getting off there. Car number 26, Ibrahim Sami. Where are you, Ibrahim? Well done, Habibi.
Thank you. I'm really appreciated, and I'm so excited. I'm speechless.
Aww.
I love that.
I love this so much.
Guys, it's our last car. Our last car.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
I was going to take one.
Oh, Rossi was trying to take the last car. We can't do that to Joanna. Where is she?
Yeah!
Oh, the big hug.
Big hug, Joanna. I know this means a lot to you. You were in tears yesterday. How are you feeling today?
Oh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Virgin. Thank you, Alhaptur.
Oh, give me a little hug. You're crying. That's cute. You're going to make me cry. Well done. Enjoy that car. I know it means a lot to you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, mate. God bless you. Watch out.
Yay!
Well, there it is.
Wow. I can't believe we just gave away 27 cars, guys.
There it is, guys. I truly can't believe it as well. Again, what started off as a phone call from an anonymous donor that turned into the biggest thing we've ever done on Virgin Radio 104.4. Again, we got to say thank you to Alhaptur Motors, the entire team, the management, Ali, Muhammad, all of you guys that have made this happen. Well done. Thank you to Amwaj Development as well for donating a few cars. And I love the very generous mystery donor as well. That was really, really, truly special. And I want to thank our team, ARN, Virgin Radio. Well done, guys. Thank you for making this happen. Not an easy thing to do. Not an easy thing to do to our own team, Loz and James and everyone, Vivek and Matthew, and thank you so much for making it happen. So, guys, you've all got a brand new car. There's 27 of you in front of us right now. How are we all feeling? Are we feeling good?
Yeah!
This is Virgin Radio. This is the Chris Fade Show, and Dubai has officially given back. We literally just handed over the 27 cars to our 27 winners. It's remarkable. We're doing the show live from Alhaptur Motors, and it's beautiful. It's just an epic moment. Rossi, Pretty, myself, Chris Fade, Nala in the studio as well, Busmer as well hanging out. It is, we're a family, and to be able to extend it to giving away 27 cars is something that we would have never imagined here on Virgin Radio. Michelle, you've been hearing this. How does it sound for you in the car?
You know, Chris, since day one, you give me goosebumps and tears.
Oh.
I hope that's a good thing. The Chris Fade Show, goosebumps and tears.
Like maybe. Do you need to go to the doctors, maybe?
Stop that, Rossi. Stop. Michelle, I love that. So you heard all these cars getting given away. It was emotional, right?
Yes. I was a part of it. You know, every day I'm listening to this. And if I come to know that you're in Alhaptur, I will pass by and cheer them.
No, well, thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for being on the journey every single day with us. Lala, you've also been on the journey and just heard those cars get given away.
Yes, congratulations to the 27 winners. Thank you, Virgin Radio. Thank you, Alhaptur and the Anonymous One. Thank you very much. You are all lovely and very helpful, really. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lala. I really appreciate it. I mean, all our phones are ringing right now. Like, Dana, you want to say congratulations as well?
Yeah, congratulations to everybody. Thank you, Virgin Radio. Thank you, Alhaptur Motors, and the person who was given extra. Thank you for all your efforts. I was just watching Rahel and Ali, and it made me cry. I'm still crying. It's just, you guys are amazing, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much as well. Yeah, as I said, guys, like, it's, you know, we're a platform that is able to do this, but it does take a community to be able to bring it all together. So thank you. And you're part of this community that listen to this show. You know, when times are tough and things are, be it going through the COVID journey together to the flood journey together, you know, we're always here for you on Virgin Radio. We're always here for you on the Chris Fade Show. We want to rock up every single day and get it done. So thank you for being part of our family, and we'll continue to be able to do what we do. Right, Pretty?
Absolutely.
Right, Ross?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Ross, can you get off your phone?
Sorry, I'm just videoing you. This is a special moment.
You're not videoing me. What's he doing, Eddie? Eddie, what's he got on his phone? We're like,
he's watching a video of his son, Alfie.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll let that one. You saved him there, Eddie. Hold on. Did you just lie, Eddie?
Okay. Eddie never lies. Right. Eddie never lies.
Yusuf, hi, brother. Good morning.
Hi, Chris. Big up Virgin Group. Big up Abdul. Thank you so much for the wonderful work you've done for those people. We've been listening right away from the start. Have been amazing give back in UK. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Mark, very much.
You are very welcome. And again, as I say, from all of us here on Virgin Radio 104.4, we couldn't do it without you that listen to this show and listen to the station every single day. So I'm excited, I'm happy, and I'm emotional as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. This is Virgin Radio Morning. If you're looking for a brand new car, maybe you do need a Mitsubishi, maybe you do need a JAC, come and check out the guys at Alhaptur Motors, because these guys were the first to come up and say, hey, we want to come and donate some cars to give away to victims in the flood. So thank you to the guys. Ravine is with us right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brother, Ravine. you you, Ravine, you do, you're, I think, head of sales here, is that right?
Yeah, I'm the director of sales, Saltour Motors.
Well, mate, firstly, we want to say on behalf of Virgin Radio and ARN, thank you for being part of it.
Thank you, thank you. Thanks for involving us here, and we're very proud of it. We're proud of the Virgin Network to
thank
be
you.
Supportive for this cause as well.
So it's crazy because, I mean, you're hearing all this from the outside.
Right.
We're giving away your cars. How does the team feel? Because I feel like everyone knows, and we're getting a lot of our people, like a lot of the listeners of the show and this and Virgin Radio are like, thank you, Al Habtour Motors. Like, it's such a great feeling, right?
I think it's a very emotional moment. I would put it that way. A lot of people have lost their household, their cars, and we're just a small contribution what we could do from our side. Well, it's an emotional moment, and very happy that the country is behind it. Dubai gives back. I mean, it's an excellent slogan, and it's a very benevolent country, so
yeah.
It's a nice feeling now, though. It's very emotional.
Yeah, I feel you. Again, from all of us on Virgin Radio and the ARN network, we want to say thank you tremendously for giving back and helping donate those cars. I'm having a look at the showroom right now.
Yeah.
We're actually here in one of the Mitsubishi areas where there's a lot of Mitsubishis around. We've got the JACs as well. Some great vehicles as well. Like I just had a look at this. Like, this is like an 8-seater van sort of feel. What's this white one?
That's an Expander.
It's a nice.
Seven-seater.
It's a beautiful car.
It's a beautiful car. It's value for money. It's very economical to buy and use. So it's a fantastic car. Mitsubishi cars are great cars.
So you got a lot of cars under the Al Habtour brand as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of vehicles that you can choose from.
Yeah, of course, yes. We have Mitsubishi. We have the brand Jack also with us. So
yeah, Jack is fantastic. Cars. What else you got under there? Is it?
Of course, we have commercial vehicles too. In the brand of Fuso and Cantor. So these
Chris, are you trying to get car number 28 right now?
No, I need a buy. I'm buying a new car. I'm buying a new car.
Because you know Chris also lost his car in the floods.
I feel like he's
trying to get car number 28.
Well, I can afford to buy one. I don't need one.
Deal in Bentley. Probably you can visit.
Yeah, I'll buy a Bentley. Yeah, Bentleys are good. You guys deal with Bentleys?
Of course, yes. I think Chris should visit there.
I'll have a chat to you.
Please.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I got a convertible?
Oh, yes, we have.
Yeah, I want to be seen. If I'm paying the money, I want to be seen.
Also, do you have any other toy car Bentleys available for me?
Yeah, Rossi needs a toy car.
A small one.
The showcase, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, again, on a serious note, 27 cars. We want to say thank you for playing such a vital role in the biggest activation that we've ever done, on not only on Virgin Radio Dubai, I think in the history of the UAE when it comes to media.
Yeah.
I don't think there has been anything bigger than what has happened over the last 2.5 weeks.
And I think that's worldwide.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever done this
27
before.
Cars is unbelievable. So, again, thank you man.
Thank you, we appreciate
it, okay?
Thank you.
What a great morning it is. More of you are calling through. I'll take a few more before we head back into some music shortly. Varun, you loved all this. You're hearing it all. You love it.
Actually, guys, I want to say not thank you for what you did. Of course, in Dubai, we are used to doing everything big. You're just saying that we did it bigger than everyone in the world and all of that.
Yeah.
But what makes a difference now is the way you did it, guys. You did it with so much class, with so much passion, all of you. You evoked everyone's feeling in the country to think, what can we do as well to help this? And for that, I'm very thankful for you guys.
Thank you for those kind words.
Beautiful.
Arun. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Virgin Radio.
We're live. Virgin Radio 104.4. It's your Friday across the UAE. Thank you for hanging out with us. we gave away the 27 cars today. Dubai Gives Back is officially over somewhat. And what a great moment it was.
Yes.
I always say from the darkest times can sometimes come some brighter moments. And those dark times of those floods where many residents were affected and still are and lost their cars. Here we are today seeing smiles and tears, and having these cars given to these recipients has just been remarkable to be able to witness.
Yeah.
It didn't happen single-handedly.
No.
Here at Virgin Radio, we did what we had to do. We did it here on the Chris Fade Show. But it was the kind donations of many people, including Al Habtour Motors, but also the team at Amouage Development. These guys came forward and donated some cars. And I've got Ida with us, who is one of the big bosses there. Yeah. Honestly.
Just take it. Own it.
Ida, thank you so much. I know that we briefly spoke to you yesterday, but I think you guys heard what was going on and there was some sort of sense of responsibility where you thought, we got to do something here.
Sure. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, and good morning to Dubai. It's just a great day today to see all the smiles, as you said. Very nice initiative from Dubai Gives Back, Al Habtour Motors, Amouage Development, everyone who actually participated in this initiative. It's overwhelming, to be honest.
And Ida, I love it. Like, Amouage Development, Ida, it's not like they wanted to come to try to get free mentions on the radio. To tell you the truth, I force Ida to be on the radio. She's like, I don't need to. And I'm like, no, you're coming. I want to be able to give that. I want that exposure. If you're giving us these cars to change lives, I want to hear from you as well. But again, we just wanted to say thank you from everyone here at Virgin Radio and ARN to Amouage Development. You guys are doing some big things. We were talking off the radio about this Maidan development that you guys have got coming up.
Yes. Starlight Project,
which
it's
is so
gonna be
cool.
A great community. It's a four building community, and it's just our first project, but we're looking forward. We have a lot of projects coming by end of this year as well.
That's so cool. Great. And we're expecting completion soon as well. It's near the school that I can never say the name of, the
French Lebanese.
Yeah, how, what is it?
Or Lycée Lebanais.
Lycée Lebanais,
it's
yeah.
A French,
it's the French Lebanese
school.
I should know it. My mum was a French teacher in Lebanon,
French
and I could never
speaker.
I can never say it.
And also next to Kent College, so
Kent
it's
College,
a
okay.
It's a nice community where people will it will be a served place. Yeah.
So we were talking off the radio as well, that, and also on the radio, we have a mutual friend, which is Zaina
Khoury.
Now,
yeah.
Zaina is a boss woman, and she runs her own business. Some of you may know her from the show called Dubai Bling, which I appeared on just for a moment. Just for a little sprinkle.
All right. Zaina's handling our sales, actually.
She's doing a good job.
Taking care of it. She's our partner, Z Capital.
Which is amazing. So, yeah, she's kicked off Z Capital, which is an amazing organization as well. So if you're looking to actually maybe purchasing an investment, or you want to live in these properties, they start at 988,000 dirhams.
Wow.
They've got everything, full building, shared amenities, rooftop cinema, pools, gyms, indoor kids area. They look good. Like, I'm debating, thinking to myself, oh, I might get this one as an investment. I think it's going to be really
good.
Well,
you should do.
Actually, and we are making sure that, like, we are stressing a lot about the quality, the finishing.
It's
important.
A big deal. Yeah.
I mean, if I did buy there, would I pass the, like, am I okay to be in there? Like, me, will I pass the quality check?
Is he allowed inside?
It's our pleasure to have you.
I mean, I can be the face of the development.
No, Ross,
I know
that
this,
we want them to sell.
It's close by to the cycling track, right? I could be in Lycra. I could be ready.
There's
I could
no
be,
chance.
No? Okay.
No chance.
All right.
It's
worth
called,
a try.
It's called Starlight Park. Again, Ida, thank you so much for being part of what we've created here on Virgin Radio. Amouage Development. Ida, you're an absolute star.
Yay, Ida.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's so beautiful. So amazing. So amazing. We're here live at Al Haptor Motors.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Two men. One voice. The world's greatest cover band. It's Duvet.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duvet, the greatest cover band in the world right now. We're about to perform. There's a huge crowd here. You can hear them cheer. Seven. That's Adam Adine. That's it.
Hi, Adam Adine. My biggest fan.
We're here at the amazing Al Haptor Motors. And the reason why we're here, we gave away 27 cars earlier on. Amouage Development as well helped donate some of these cars. So we're here enjoying a moment. But as we do on a Friday, the world's best cover band needs to perform. And I'm ready to go. Rossi's nervous because there's management here and there's a lot of like just senior people here. Don't let this put you off, Ross.
Okay, the big boss is facing the other way, looking the other way. So I think.
Hey,
I
bosses!
No, don't.
You don't want me to call them?
No, don't call them.
Don't listen.
No, don't.
They're
don't.
About to sing.
No, don't. It's all right. Just ignore. Ignore pretty. So here we are. We've decided to do a song that we believe is going to uplift the mood, and it's sort of related to the cars that we gave away earlier today.
Yes, and it's Hot in Here by Nelly.
It's not Hot in Here.
What is
it's
it?
It's Ride With Me. You chose the song.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting mixed up. Ride With Me.
Oh, they're all the same for you.
What, the songs? Yeah.
Stop it.
All right, I need the screen. I need the screen
I can.
Closer.
There's too many things happening.
All right, you ready to go, Rossi? So we're doing Nelly, Ride With Me. Ride With Me, get it? Cars, you're riding with me. Okay, we're good to go, Ross?
Are you doing the rapping? Because you're like...
Sure.
You know, the better rapper.
Okay, secret handshake.
Not in public, guys.
It always hurts. That last slap always hurts me. All right, here we... Slap, I said. Why, what's wrong with that?
Okay, should I hit play?
There's nothing wrong. Why did you look at me like I said something wrong?
We'll listen back to it one day.
That last slap.
We'll listen to it.
Oh, you thought I said something else.
Rolling.
Okay, go. Here we go. We are Duvet. We were budding actors in the mid-90s in LA. And here we are right now. Things got tough. I was like Affleck. He was like Damon. And things got tough when it came to acting that we hit the streets of Wilshire Boulevard. And that's when we realized we were the greatest cover band in the world.
In the world.
In the world. Duvet in 3, 2, 1.
I'll be City Spud, okay?
Can we turn it up?
Where they at, 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 where they at. Come on now. If you want to go and take a ride with me, wait a minute, with the Goldie, he's oh, why do I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you want to go and get with me, he's in the back of the Benzie, oh, why must I feel
on,
this
Chris.
Way? Yo, Chris.
In the club late, Nate, life feeling right, looking, trying to spot, looking real nice.
Yeah.
Because I got a little shorty and I want to take her home.
Take her home.
I'm married, no. She can be 21 with an attitude of 23 because it's only real rude. But everyone's looking really thick. Girl, you know it's true.
She's clever, though.
And I peeped some cowards towards me on the dance floor, looking real slow, saying in peeping hole. And then I say, the peephole of the door, looking through the 35, 34, yelling, I like the way you brush your hair. I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like the way you hit the glasses. Over there, yo.
If you want to go and take a ride with me, with Freeland Reel in the gi with the Goldie's, oh, I must feel this way.
Hey, must be the money.
If you want to go and get with me, smugger in the with a Benzie, oh, I must feel this way.
Hey, must be the money.
Face somebody or the freedom with a phony act. Without the vouchers now, the boots coming nothing back. You should feel it, feel that impact. Sky's the limit and the hate is gonna pass that. Watch it, the gas for that big rain. Watch it, the candy change every time I switch lanes. It feels strange making my living off my brain. Instead, I'm Kane and Laban name. Mama put the whip and I'm in another video. Dancing like a looking at her cause I'm on the didio. And you gotta understand that I'm all the hitter, yo. We gave away some cars, now we're radio. Oh, and I'm in a shit, a bit of
I'll be on the next flight paying cash going home in the car tonight. I said, if you want to go and take a ride with me, get in here with the Goldies, oh, why must I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you want to go and get with me, smugger in the back of a Benzie, oh, why must I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money. I got something, you take a ride with me, three-wheeling four with the Goldies,
so why do I live this way?
Must be the money.
If you want to go and get with me, mugger in the, or the, why must I feel this
I got this part. This is my part. This is my part. I know something you don't know, and I got something to tell
you. He's going to tell
you. You won't believe how many people streaked out the flow. Now, dearly, I was a failure.
He's a failure.
Now, the same...
He's useless.
No, but I'm telling, I can't hear you.
He's rubbish.
But Nelly, can we get to the next show?
Oh, no. You for real?
Now I'm the fly guy, and I fly high. Everyone wants to know why I fly by. But I flow good. Range Rover, all wood. Do me like you do.
Yeah.
Wanna? There's too many hard words in this. We're done. That's Duvet. Round of applause. Yes. Oh, they've given us some confetti canyons.
I don't know if it was worth it, dude.
I only got the canyon there, so that obviously means that.
A lot of call. Look at the messages coming in. They'll never hear the same song again.
Wow.
High five on that, Ross.
Wow.
We are Duvet, the greatest cover band in the world. Perform that live at Al Hub Tour Motors. They'll have to pay for that. We'll be invoicing them for that performance.
I've got an idea. Let's get them to sign a blank piece of paper and then we can print a contract on it later.
Let's do it. I like that idea right there, Rossi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Virgin update.
Oh, I'm actually sweating.
I can't believe that just happened.
I mean, I'm all right. I mean, you need to get some cardio.
We're getting requests. Can we do one of those covers every single day? I truly think we can.
Who said that?
Selwyn. And Munira. You love that, Munira. You thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was brilliant. I have so many memories of the song back at the university, and I don't think it'll ever be the same again.
Exactly. That's what we do.
That's a good thing.
World's greatest cover band.
Gives on Virgin Radio
in partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
Everybody make some noise right now. It's been a remarkable show. We've been here at the fantastic Al Habtour Motors just off Sheikh Zayed Road. It's been remarkable. Thank you to the entire team at Al Habtour Motors for what you have done. There's been a lot of people involved in giving away 27 cars. All the cars are gone. We've given them away. We had them here earlier on, our 27 winners, and they have all walked away with a brand new car. And as I keep saying, Pretty, we're not just giving away these cars because we want to give away cars.
Yeah.
They were changing people's lives. People that had lost their cars in the floods and really didn't have the means to get a new car or get it fixed.
And, you know, there's a committee that was formed to make sure each and every single person who walked away with a car really and truly needed it in their lives. There was a process, you know?
There was. There was a whole process of making sure that everybody had the right documents.
Correct.
They weren't, like, you know, they were telling the truth and all that.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you to Al Habtour Motors. Thank you to our team at ARN and Virgin Radio. Well done. Amwaj Development have come through as well and donated some cars. So thank you to Amwaj Development. We appreciate it. And then, obviously, you know, we had an anonymous donor, a person from the UAE that wants to remain nameless. It's just fantastic. Now, Sarah actually is sitting next to me.
Yeah.
Sarah, this one hurts me a little bit because, I mean, let's get to know you a little bit. First of all, you lost your car in the floods of the UAE, right?
Yes.
When did you lose your car?
On 16th.
Yeah. Where was it?
It's on the basement too. I was working working home from that time, but I don't have the courage to take it off because the water in Barsha is already below the knee. Uh-huh. So
So what? It was in the basement?
Yes, basement too.
And what car? What was this your car that you saved up for? How long did you save up for this car?
It's 3 years. I just fully paid the car this February.
Oh my gosh. You spent 3 years paying it off. You finally paid the car off and then it got flooded.
Yes.
I don't even know how that would make me feel. I mean, I'm guessing when you saw that car for the first time and it was under the water, I'm guessing there were tears.
It's not just a car for me.
Why?
Him Alpha is part of our family.
You named the car Alpha?
Yes. Oh. It means first, means, you know. So he's not just a car for us. It's
like a lifeline, a support, right?
It's like a child for me.
Yeah, it gets you around, gets you to work, gets you to do your things.
Yes. The reason I get the car for me to bring my family here, so because I'm working in real estate and I want to have a career growth, because I was staying here for 6 years alone. So I promised to my child that, because he's always telling me to come home, why you cannot work here in Philippines. But I told him that mommy will make a way. So supposed to be this year, we will start saving so I can get them here. But it will still happen, I know.
How old is it your son?
He's 11 now.
And when was the last time you saw your son?
I went vacation last year, but I didn't see him for 5 years because of COVID and I changed job.
So you've seen your son like once in 6 years?
Yes.
And you're doing all you can. You're trying to save your money to bring your husband and your son to live in the UAE. And this car that you just lost is now stopped that from bringing them over.
It's not stopped. I believe in God that he is working his way to give me, because when I saw the car, like, it's submerged there, I cannot go down to basement one. I listened to the podcast and there's a Joel Austin, and he's saying if you lost something it will come back to you double. So I hold on that faith that God is working his way in a mysterious way.
Oh my gosh. And you applied for our Virgin Radio Dubai Gives Back campaign, and you know, we needed a bunch of documents, but I think there was one document that was short that we got too late, and that's why we couldn't get you the car. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
What was that document that was missing?
It was an RTA release. So it's not, because I did not anticipate that it will happen, so I don't have the time to go to have that papers process. So the Virgin Radio is the one who like, you know, but I really appreciate the effort of the staff. They keep on calling me and they're saying, but I cannot, it's out of my hand now. So I send an email to Virgin Radio that probably this is not the right time for me. So if God will probably there will be like someone who is more deserving than me, and the right time will come for me.
You're so beautiful. I love that. I love that you're giving. You're so giving. If your son was listening right now, what would you want to say to your son?
I name him Gig. The meaning of that is God is good. So, Gig, mommy is working. Don't lose hope. Probably God is sending someone for us to be together. I really miss you and I really love you and I'm so proud of you.
I love that.
I know you understand me.
Love that, Mama. Amwaj Development is standing next to me, Ida. I know it's hard for you because you're tearing up. You're hearing Sarah right now. It's hard for you to hear this, but I want to say thank you to you. You donated so many cars earlier on alongside Al Habtor Motors here. But what did you want to say?
First, I actually want to thank Sarah. You've teaching us a lesson to not take things for granted. And I'm sure that your son is so proud of you. You're here, you're working hard to give him a good life. So, to be honest, the story is like overwhelming.
I know.
I just want to say that Amwaj Development would like to give you a car, Sarah.
Oh.
So.
You got a car?
You got a car.
Oh! She's in tears. Ida's in tears. I'm sure Pretty is.
Oh my gosh.
You just said God is good. That's what you named your son.
Yes.
Gig, right? God looking after you. Got a brand new car.
Thank you so much.
We couldn't hear this story and not do anything.
And guess what? The guys at Amwaj are giving you the car, and they also want you to choose which one you want. Do you want? You can choose whichever car you want, all right? So you're going to have your little son in there. You're going to have your husband sitting in one of these cars. Again, it's so beautiful. And again, thank you, Amwaj Development, Ida and the team. Thank you so much. I'm beyond grateful. I'm beyond grateful. Al Habtor Motors, I'm beyond grateful. Virgin Radio ARN, I'm beyond grateful. And Sarah, we're beyond grateful for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're speechless?
Yeah.
What did you say? You listened to that podcast and then they said it comes back double?
Yes. If you lost something, it will come back to you double.
It's come back double.
Yes.
Hasn't it? Oh, I love her. I love you. Sarah, give her a big round of applause. This is Virgin Radio. This is the Chris Fade Show. 9:48 on a Friday morning. We're sitting here in the Al Habtor Motors showroom just off Sheikh Zayed Road. I drive past this every day. Never did I think that I'd be so emotional, you know, coming into a showroom for a car. And I truly am. And Sarah, your story is remarkable. And I know it resonates with many people that are listening right now. So just hear what Sarah said. God is good and things can come back double. We're going to get you into that new car.
Thank you so much.
All right. Ida, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Beautiful.
To everybody here.
For being part of this amazing initiative.
It's beautiful.
Chris, Pretty, stop crying, will you? Stop crying,
it's
Pretty.
It's hard. I need to give Sarah a hug.
All right. Pretty's going to give a hug. We're going to get you. You got to give me the news headline shortly in a moment as well.
Yep.
So we're all here once again from everybody. Virgin Radio 104.4, Al Habtor Motors, Amwaj Development. Sarah, you've got a brand new
thank
car.
You.
Yes. That is it for us, guys.
What a morning.
Here on the Chris Fade Show, we are live here at Al Habtor Motors. We're going to be crossing back live to Virgin Radio in Media City, but it was the most memorable show I think we've ever done. We gave away those 27 cars. Well done, Pretty. Well done, Rossi.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. I passed the keys to people.
So good job,
you did.
Rossi.
You did a great job, Rossi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done to everybody involved here. Amwaj Developments, who helped us donate some. Al Habtor Motors. Anonymous donations as well from individuals here in the UAE. It was truly, truly amazing. Eddie, we're going to be crossing back to him live in the Virgin Radio studios. And if you missed any of it, we'll take a listen to this. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
Only on Virgin Radio.
In partnership with Al Habtor Motors.
We've given 27 cars away over the last 2.5 weeks. Isn't that crazy?
And
unbelievable.
Just to think about giving away one car, we've done 27. That's just an absolutely incredible amount.
We're going to hand your key and an envelope because this is the official moment that each and every single one of you will be officially receiving your brand new car.
I love this.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
All right, so what we're going to do is we've literally got 27 names right now. I'm not going to do them all in one go, but let's start bringing up our winners, right, Pretty and Rossi?
Let's do it.
This is Virgin Radio. This is the Chris Fade Show. Winner number one for Dubai Gives Back, Bilawal Ashraf. Where are you? Where are you? Here he is. Oh, our first winner, I remember. How are you feeling?
Oh, very excited, very happy. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Mena, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
But Angela, we've got you a new one, darling. Here it is, your brand new car. Well done.
I'm glad, and thank you so much.
Your car number 26, Ibrahim.
Thank you, thank you. I'm really appreciated, and I'm so excited. I'm speechless.
It's yes. Our last car.
Yeah.
Joanna, where is she?
Yeah!
Oh, the big hug.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Virgin. Thank you, I love you.
I can't believe we just gave away 27 cars, guys.
There it is, guys. I truly can't believe it as well. Again, what started off as a phone call from an anonymous donor that turned into the biggest thing we've ever done on Virgin Radio 104.4. Again, we got to say thank you to Al Haptor Motors, the entire team, the management, Ali, Muhammad, all of you guys that have made this happen. Well done. Thank you to Amwaj Development as well for donating a few cars. And I love the very generous mystery donor as well. That was really, really, truly special. And I want to thank our team, ARN, Virgin Radio. Well done, guys. Thank you for making this happen. You've all got a brand new car. There's 27 of you in front of us right now. How are we all feeling? Are we feeling good? Yeah! This is Virgin Radio. This is the Chris Page Show. And Dubai has officially given back.
Virgin Radio 104.4.